couldn't go to 4 p.m., could you, Wheels?
I tried, man.
Mm-hmm.
Blame Pajeski. Pajeski was like, you can't stretch this out, dude. I'll
get
in trouble.
Is he the boss of you? Is that what you're telling me?
When he's running the board, yeah.
And, oh, I do blame Pajeski.
Yeah. That's pretty easy to blame. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hi there. I thought, you know, Wheels was just wound up. I figured, okay, that's it. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he can head to the beach.
Once I get loose, man, forget it. Complete game. Here we go.
Yeah, it's crazy how good you are at that.
At what? Talking?
What you just did. Yeah. It's just a thing. It's just a separate thing.
It's a rhythm. It's like, I mean, like, it really is like any other habit, right? You build a rhythm over a long period of time, and no matter how much, you know, it wasn't that much time in between. I think I did one last year or something like that, but it's, you've been doing it your whole life.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Have you been doing it longer than Pajeski's been alive?
Doing radio? Yeah. Yeah. Pajeski's younger than my kid. Yeah. My kid is 3 years older than Matt, I think. You're like 25, right? All right. She's almost 3 years older, 2.5 years. Yeah. Matt's my son.
I was going to say, yeah. I wasn't going to say
red
it,
hair, the whole deal.
You know.
Yeah. Just
floating it out there.
Yep.
That's all I was doing.
Yeah.
Dave, we have some rain coming in. I'm a little confused, so let's hear about it.
Okay. It's what we're waiting for is the circulation of what's left of the hurricane that hit the Louisiana coast really this morning for the most part. It's really just a weak tropical depression right now. It's not a real strong system, but it's coming right up the Mississippi Valley until it gets to about St. Louis, and then it's going to take a right-hand turn into the Tennessee and the Ohio Valley. So we're cloudy tonight. We will look for developing showers and some non-severe thunderstorms. It's after midnight, but I'm really thinking it's almost towards morning because it has to fight an awful lot of dry air that's right over us. Tomorrow, kind of an interesting day, Friday the 13th, periods of showers, couple of non-severe thunderstorms. It's humid, it's breezy, but pretty nice temperatures, 77, a real kind of a cool tropical feel to the atmosphere on Friday. That will continue Friday evening and Friday night. And what I want to stress, because it's a circulation around a tropical system, if you look at the radar right now, all the rain's to the north of the center, there's nothing to the south, though that will fill in. But it kind of comes at us in waves, kind of like a spinning top. Send some rain our way, then it will shut down maybe for an hour, maybe even longer. Then another wave will come in. So it's not going to be raining all the time, but a very unsettled sky. So just kind of keep that in mind. Don't think just because the rain has stopped that it's going away. The focus of the rain is going to be St. Louis, south and east. Heaviest rain, southeast Missouri, southern Illinois. The further west you go and north you go, you probably won't see any rain at all. So if you kind of drew a line from Columbia up through Quincy and Hannibal, you're not going to see any rain at all there. It's all going to be St. Louis south. I think folks in southeast Missouri, southern Illinois could see an inch to an inch and a half. Here in St. Louis, a quarter to a half inch of rain. So it's not a lot of rain, but it's an important rain because we are in this drought. I've always had a saying that drought keeps drought going. It's really tough to bust a drought. This will be our best chance of doing that as we go into the fall season. The weekend is kind of an interesting weekend too, because this low pressure is not going to push far to the east. It's being blocked out by a high pressure. So still an unsettled look over the weekend. I don't see a lot of rain, some showers here and there, maybe a rumble of thunder, a mix of clouds and sunshine, but still kind of a humid tropical feel and 82 degrees on Saturday and again on Sunday. So it's an interesting weather situation because we don't see this very often.
Very good. Yeah, my yard, I mean, it's just bone dry. And I water it and everything. It's just, you feel like you're just throwing good money after bad.
It looks like shredded wheat.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what mine looks like.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yep.
Dave, do the yards come back? Remind me. I know I've been on. I've done it 60 times, but I.
And you've asked the question 60 times.
Yeah, I know. I always forget. Yes.
I do.
You've got cool season grass.
I do.
So that's gone dormant. It's the way it protects itself. Root system, as long as you water it every once in a while, the root system is alive and well. And that once we really get into some consistently cool weather, which we really haven't. We've had cool weather, but not consistent. Then it will come back, and it will come back with a vengeance. The zoysia grass is bright and green right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do that every year, too. I'm like, man, I wonder if it's going to be green again next year.
I know. I know.
Did it die?
It's always a surprise. Andrew, you want to do some headlines?
I do have some headlines that I will.
Oh, you're so weird about
it. I will
it.
Want
Why
to
are
do.
So
wow, that was.
I was determined today. I was like, you know.
That was a weird
here.
Voice, too.
I do have some headlines if you want them.
It was very serial killing.
I was like, you are not going to be weird today. You are going to nail this. And I was like, I do want to do have it. Some.
I would like to do headlines.
I sure would want to do headlines if I had
sure
some, but
do,
I do.
Dave.
I do have them.
I know the first one.
every day there's a new story about Harvey Weinstein. On odd numbered days, it's about how he's about to die. And on even numbered days, which today is, it's Harvey Weinstein indicted on additional sex crimes. Mm. A grand jury indicted Harvey Weinstein this morning on more charges. Details not to be discussed until he's able to appear in court, which he's not due to his health.
Mm-hmm.
He's having emergency heart surgery later this week. According to his defense attorney, he almost died before the surgery, and there's a retrial for all of it on November 12th already. It seems like that might be the best thing. Maybe he just goes
Probably
away.
The best thing for him.
Yeah, maybe he just goes away and then we don't have to hear about him anymore.
Isn't it crazy that we live in a place where he was able to do what he did for so long?
Mm-hmm. And make so much money doing it.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. be successful and just get away with it for so long.
Detroit man arrested for setting coworkers on fire. Wheels, do you know this guy?
I might.
Roberto,
his name Larry.
He's facing charges for allegedly setting his former colleagues, multiple colleagues, on fire earlier this week. Roberto Romero.
Nope.
Great name. Charged with two counts of assault with intent to murder and was arraigned on Wednesday. He sprayed flammable liquid on two women before setting them on fire. He was caught by a witness who held him in place until police arrived.
I have two people on my little league team that went to prison for setting someone on fire.
Wow.
Two out of
what?
Nine. Yeah.
It's That's a huge
almost,
percentage.
Almost the whole outfield.
My goodness.
The kids? Kids did that?
They weren't kids when they did it, but yeah, the kids on my team.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you like Google them one day? Like, I wonder what happened to Jeff? And then he looked it up.
I just I heard about
he set
it.
Someone on fire.
And then remember, I think this even predates Andrew, but in my pretending I was David Letterman phase, decided to ask my hometown of South Roxana to put up a sign that says Home of Dave Glover. And they were not interested at all. So then I was like, okay, how about if we put one up that says Home of Dave Glover? And then there's a sign that says never set a guy on fire.
Oh.
And you can even make it removable for when I do. Because clearly I will at some point. Because, you know, I mean, two out of nine.
The only member of the Little League team who hasn't set someone on fire.
Did you talk to these guys who set somebody on fire and ask them what was the motivation?
No, I try to avoid people who set people on fire.
Yeah. Now, Dave, when you were
Dave's
visiting
like,
them
we're
going to
go swimming. Do you want to talk?
For all I know, I cut one of those guys off on the bases or something at some point. So.
And they've been holding on
they've
to it ever since.
They've been holding on to it, yeah.
Earthquake rattles the Los Angeles area.
Yeah.
4.7 quake, just 4 miles north of Malibu. Did you feel that, Dave?
I did not.
Okay.
Have you felt earthquakes before?
Not since being out here. I have felt more earthquakes in the St. Louis area than I have out here.
Yeah, I remember feeling one. It was in the middle of the night. I mean, it was years ago.
Yep.
It had to be.
I remember that, too.
Well over a decade ago, but man, that was scary.
I remember taking the day off, being given the day off, when I was a lawyer downtown in a high-rise. Dave, you'll remember this. I think it was December 2nd when the guy had made the prediction about the New Madrid fault was going to blow.
Oh, I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Patty Mahomes is not endorsing anyone for
Who?
President. Patty Mahomes.
Patrick?
Yeah, he's like one of the most famous quarterbacks.
Yeah, nobody calls him Patty.
Patty Mahomes, not endorsing anyone for president. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patty Mahomes is not endorsing Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. He was asked about this because, of course, his wife has kind of inserted herself into things. And then, of course, there's the Travis and Taylor. And Taylor is, you know, blah, 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 blah. He said, I don't want my place and my platform to be used to endorse a candidate or do whatever, no matter what. I think my place is to inform people and get registered to vote. Do your own research. Make the best decision for you and your family. Every time I get on stage, I get asked these questions. And so I'm going to refer back to that because not having to do this is what makes America great.
I wonder if Patty's low-key miserable.
I doubt it.
I think I
he
see
sure
him
looks
as
like he's having
happiest
fun.
Guy in the world. Yeah.
When he's playing, he sure looks like he's having fun. I can't speak for anything else.
Yeah, maybe if he was like bad, like if he was a bad player and they never won, he'd be more miserable.
He's got to spend all that time with Kelsey's ass.
Kelsey's probably fun to hang around with.
Oh my God, are you kidding
he
me?
He probably is.
No, Kevin really? Wheeler, no.
Whoa, I think that, he'd be a blast.
No, he's that fake douche fun.
I don't know, man.
You know the difference?
Yeah. I do, but I don't know, kind of fun.
Yes.
I don't know.
I could see that.
Well, Kelsey's on the phone right now, Dave. He'd like to
Fine by me. He's got to beat up Elon Musk before he gets to me.
Yeah, you know, like that whole Elon thing with the Taylor Swift posting was super creepy and weird.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that to someone whose boyfriend is a 6'5", 260-pound football player?
Why would you say that to someone, period?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Well, I know why he would say it to them, because he knows because he's super rich, he's protected from literally anything ever happening to him.
Well, sure.
Yeah, that's about as creepy as you get.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Like,
hard to get worse.
Like, that's sociopathic stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On to a guy that sounds like more fun. Texas official gets probation for accidentally shooting his grandson with a blank. He was at a wedding, and Michael Gardner, a Texas County Commissioner, which sounds like a fake job, was sentenced to 1 year of probation. He pulled out a revolver. He was going to shoot a blank into the air that he had made himself, a homemade blank. And to signal the start of the fun and festivities at the wedding. And while cocking the hammer, while bringing it out of the holster, he accidentally fired it and he hit the boy who is now 13. He survived. The kid was fine. But he had assembled it himself using gunpowder and a hot glue gun.
It's amazing how many times people who should know better, like remember the FBI agent that was dancing and did a flip, and his gun came out and went off.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
Oh, yeah, I thought the whole point of blanks is that it didn't shoot anything out.
I think there's a projectile.
Yeah, there's like there's a little projectile, and then there's big like powder burn. So if the kid's like right next to you, if you get shot like right here with a blank, it can still seriously hurt you.
Well, I mean, I figure you could get burned,
like Brandon Lee.
Yeah,
I think that's what that's exactly what happened.
Oh, I thought that actually they screwed up like they did on Alec Baldwin.
No, it was a blank.
Yeah, it was a blank.
Same with
it was
the guy that played the male model on TV. I forget his name, Hexum, I think. But same thing happened to him. That I think he actually put it to his head as a gag.
Oh, jeez.
And died, yeah.
I remember the story as well.
I learned something
today.
You're totally
right about
that. There you go. You good?
Yeah, we
covered all bad. That was all terribly bad stuff. Were you in a bad mood when you put those together?
Hey, I don't control the news.
Like Harvey Weinstein and
Travis Kelce.
Travis,
I report, you decide.
Look out, Maria Kina. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Have a shout out to a new friend. Andrew and I met Michelle today. She is the owner of Crema Coffee House, which is in the West End. 275 Union, which is basically Union and Pershing. She brought in some coffee. She brought in some sandwiches. She brought in some pastries. Wheel, did you get any?
I got the cinnamon roll thing, whatever that was called. It was so good.
You got the cinnamon roll.
I got one of them.
Oh,
there was still one left. It was so good.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, I was saving that.
There's another one.
No, I'm kidding. It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. Really good. They specialize in their coffee, but the food's really good. I can vouch for the chicken bacon ranch and the grilled cheese. The coffee cake was fantastic. So if you're looking for a daytime breakfast place with sandwiches and treats and pastries and great coffee in the West End, it is at 275 Union and Pershing. It's called Crema Coffee House. Just ask for Michelle. Let her know you heard about them on the DGS.